Thank you for tuning in to TFS Insider Season 3 for the Fashion Show 2023. I am Bria Felix.
And I am Lizzie Benoit. This season, our goal is to interview and speak with successful and inspiring Iowa State apparel merchandising and design alumni. This week, we decided to switch things up a bit and have a current apparel merchandising and design student, Megan Lindsay, come and talk about her journey at Iowa State. Megan is extremely involved at Iowa State and is currently one of the fashion show's modeling directors. Last summer, Megan interned with Steve Madden in NYC and was recently awarded the Neiman Marcus Group Times FSF 2023 scholarship. Megan is constantly raising the bar for AMD students at Iowa State, and we are so proud of her. We cannot wait to hear all about Megan's accomplishments while being at Iowa State and discuss any advice she has for other students. Welcome, Megan.
Thank you guys so much for having me and for that awesome intro.
We're so excited.
I'm so happy to be here. I was on the PR committee when the podcast first started, and Lizzie was my director, so it's so fun to be a guest.
I know, and I was like, I always like loved Megan. I was like, she's so sweet, and like now she's like such a boss at Iowa State. Like I'm always like, Megan must have more hours in her day than the average person because she's doing so much always.
Well, thank you so much. So happy to be here.
So can you tell us a little bit about yourself? I know I gave you an intro, but like where are you from and how did you end up at Iowa State and like kind of what you're involved with on campus?
Yeah, so I'm from Illinois, suburb of Chicago. So it's about 5.5 hours a drive of corn, super exciting to Iowa State. And so I first came here when I was a senior in high school, I believe, and I saw it when it was, like, the winter. Did not, like, love it. It was just, you know, one of the schools that I liked. And then I came back and did a tour for just AMD, and then I was sold. I loved it, just learning more about the program and just learning about the different things you can be involved with. I think I'm involved with probably almost everything. I do love to say yes to everything. But I've been a peer mentor, I've been a TA in the past, I'm involved with the fashion show, like you mentioned, as a modeling director. I'm also involved with Trend Magazine as a copy editor, so I have a journalism minor, so it's been fun to kind of tap into that a little bit. And then I'm also involved with the National Retail Federation. I was a student ambassador in the past, so I got to go to New York in January for that and for a scholarship, so that was an awesome experience. And then with the Fashion Scholarship Fund, like you mentioned.
Oh my gosh.
That is crazy. Megan, I have a question then, because I'm gonna skip around here a little bit because so I'm only in like three activities, okay, and I feel like I'm gonna drop dead any second.
No, you're okay? Killing it.
Thank you, but not really. You look like amazing all the time. What advice do you have for like time management with like all your stuff? Because I feel like I go on LinkedIn and like you're always doing something new, or like you're always working on like a new project, or like you're doing something for like another organization. So like how do you find time to like juggle all of that?
Yeah, I definitely use Google Calendar a ton. And I also realized, too, I forgot to mention my job that I was just at before I came here. I'm also a manager for Innovate 1858. Don't know how I could forget that. I was just listing out things off the top of my head. But for time management, kind of going back to that, definitely Google Calendar is, like, my lifesaver for sure. I use that for, like, everything. And I think I just love like everything that I'm doing. So that makes a difference because I think if it felt tedious, then it would feel kind of like work. But I love all the people who I'm involved with on organizations and just everything that Iowa State has to offer. So I definitely always make time too for friends, family, because that keeps me sane too. I like to always be spending time with people. So I think that also helps.
Do you like sleep at all?
I try to. No, I definitely still do. Yeah, I always like to still get sleep, you know. I never am, like, up late working on stuff, which I feel like I'm pretty good about that. So,
well, no good way. For you. I feel like I, like, don't sleep and no, I, like, do two activities.
No, literally us earlier, like, before meeting her, talking about how neither of us got sleep last night. Like,
yeah.
I know. It definitely varies. I mean, I feel like for the most part, I try to, you know, and I still like to hang out with friends and try to make everything work and balance itself out. But it can get busy at times, for sure. I'm definitely looking forward for spring break because having a week off will be much needed.
Yes, that will be so fun. Are you going anywhere fun for spring break?
Yeah, I'm going to Florida with my family, so I'm excited. We're going for just like a few days, but just to have some warm weather, a nice little getaway.
I know. That should be so nice.
Mm-hmm. I think like that'll be great because when we get back from spring break, hopefully the weather is smooth sailing here in Iowa for the rest of the time that we're at school. So back to some of the questions. We talked in the intro about how you were recently awarded the Neiman Marcus Group FSF scholarship. So again, congratulations. That's
Thank
amazing.
You.
Yes.
You deserve it. So how did you go about finding an opportunity like that?
Well, I'd seen posts about it just on the awesome Instagram about Fashion Scholarship Fund and just how to get involved. So I went to their first kickoff meeting, which by the time this uploads, we would have already had that. But if you're still interested, reach out to me or anyone who's involved with FSF. It's a great organization to be a part of. And so it's actually a class, which is super helpful. So we met in the spring and then also in the fall. So it's due in October, but we kind of got an intro in the spring, and then summer it was optional check-ins, but the advisor for it, he's so amazing, and there's two different people who work for it, so it's super helpful. They help us the long way with the case study, so I definitely couldn't have done it without their help, and then also the help with the class, too, just because we would have a lot of different team discussions, and it was just a really great environment to be in, and we always looked forward to it. It was on Wednesday night, so, you know, kind of like at the end of the day, but it was super fun just to get to see everyone, and then they also have special named scholarships, so that's kind of where Neiman Marcus came in. So the Fashion Scholarship Fund, they awarded, I believe it's like around 120 scholarships to scholars each year. And then they also have kind of special add-on scholarships. So Neiman Marcus Group, they awarded, it was the first time they've done it, so they did 10 students who were interested in sustainability or did a case study surrounding sustainability. So that's kind of what mine focused on a little bit. And so I did mine on Neiman Marcus and looking at sustainable sourcing for a swimwear line. So it was definitely kind of outside what I've done before because I hadn't taken any sustainability classes, done any like sustainability research until the case study. But I knew I wanted to kind of expand my horizons and learn more about that because I feel like there's so much to know. And that's definitely a really big topic in the industry right now.
That is so freaking cool. What?
And when you were awarded the scholarship, you got to go to New York City?
Haven't gotten to yet, but it's okay. In April, so it's coming up. So we're going for a few days. It's a couple weeks before the fashion show. So me and a couple of the other scholars were all going to New York. So
I
cannot wait.
Did you compete in the fashion, the FSF last year?
I didn't last year, so this was my first year doing it, but it's been a really great opportunity, and just completing the case study, I felt so good after it, and it felt very accomplished to have that done.
To New York right before the fashion show. That's crazy.
April will be a busy month, but very excited.
But very rewarding and beneficial for you, though.
Yes, you get to go to a gala and get to network with other scholars and different people in the industry. It's cool. Someone who I did an internship with after my freshman year at a small handbag company in Chicago, she also won, and she goes to a different school in Tulane, I believe. And so she saw that I won it on LinkedIn. We were like, oh my gosh, we'll have to meet up. So it's so cool. I'm excited to get to meet like other people and get to see her again.
Megan, that's so cute.
It's just so great that you like saw these opportunities at school, and like now you're getting to go to New York and like make all these connections. And I feel like you just like take every opportunity that comes your way, and it's like very inspiring and clearly really pays off. So
thank you. Yes, I love Iowa State for that, because I would not know about all these opportunities without them and their support. So it's been amazing so far.
And you are, like, still have another year. You're a junior.
That's so freaking insane to me. I was like, and she's a junior?
Thank you.
I know. And you've been like this since I knew her freshman year, like always doing a million things, like on top of it. It's amazing.
Thank you.
And then you also interned with Steve Madden last summer, mm-hmm. which me and you have talked about it, but do you want to share that experience and how you ended up there?
Yeah, it was incredible. I loved it. Well, I actually had reached out to an alum from Iowa State who she's going to be coming back for the fashion show. So I'm so excited that they were the guest designer. I immediately reached out to her and was like, are you coming back for it? So she is. She's helping with a lot of the planning. So super excited to get to see Hannah again. But I reached out to her and then we got connected. We did a Zoom call and then she connected me with the hiring manager. And then I had a call with her and then with HR. So it was kind of like around, I remember spring break last year, I did like a Zoom like on a trip and I just was like, okay, I'm hopping on Zoom, like, bye guys. And then had a call the week after spring break, found out, and it was like right before the fashion show. I got like the house, I found out when we had meet the judges. I remember I walked in, I was like, oh my gosh, like this just happened. And I was telling like everyone about it and finding out who else was going to New York for the summer. So it just happened like so quick and it was just the best summer. And I was there for 8 weeks in New York. I was living in the East Village, so it was like right next to Soho, tons of things to do. I loved it. And I was on the influencer marketing team, so each day looked a little different. I was doing like a lot of influencer outreach for gifting. And then I got to work at the end on a paid user-generated content campaign, which was so fun. So I got to work on like a contract, getting the managing the content for that, and then then we also had a couple events too this summer. We did a Christmas in July event, so wrapping a tons of little shoes into gift boxes, getting all the little details for that, which was so fun. And then Steve Madden also this summer collaborated with Ken Urich on a boot, and so she came for a photo shoot, so I got to meet her and she was the sweetest. And I got to be there for the photo shoot, which was awesome.
No way.
I watched her, but I literally last night was just watching her videos, and she is so real. Like, she does not hold back.
She is the same in person as she is on her videos, which is just, like, so refreshing to see, because definitely not each person that I met this summer was like that, but she is exactly the same, so friendly, so funny in real life. And I got to see her when the boot actually launched for New York Fashion Week. I got to go back for that. My team invited me, so that was amazing too, just getting to be there for those events and having tons of influencers in their influencer space in Soho. And then they did a happy hour event for Ken, so got to see her again for that and just seeing the boot come to life. So I have the boots too because my team gifted those to me, which was so nice.
Oh my gosh, you're gonna wear them to the fashion show?
I know, I need to wear them for an event. I don't know if they'll match my jumpsuit, but like I need to wear them for what is the day before? Fashion's night out. I need to wear it for something because, like, we got to use those boots somewhere.
For sure. That is so cool. So then let me ask you, out of, like, everything that you got to, like, do there, you know, because, like, it's, like, New York, it's Steve Madden, it's an internship, it's a fashion internship. What was, like, if, like, for, like, takeaway, what was, like, your, like, peak, like, this was, like, my favorite thing that I did at my internship?
I think the events were my favorite thing because just getting to, like, make relationships with people and, like, getting to see the face behind, like, the emails, you know, because there would be, like, so many communication with, like, gifting, and sometimes you'd be talking to someone's manager, but getting to meet someone in real life and getting to connect, like, more on a personal level was probably my favorite part because we would have influencers come certain days and they could just, like, stop by. They'd get, like, a pair of shoes and we could kind of just get to talk with them. And so that I think that was my favorite part, just getting to meet lots of different people. And just the experience at Steve Madden, too. The company was so amazing to work for. It's definitely a very young company. Like, my boss, she just turned, like, 24. So at the time, like, she just kind of graduated college. So it was just, like, really refreshing because I was just, like, had never worked at, like, a corporate fashion company before. So I was really nervous. And I remember my first day of intern orientation. The VP of HR was like, you guys aren't saving lives. Like, we're working for a shoe company, like, work hard, enjoy it, have fun. She was like, you know, we're not like, so I think that I definitely have to keep in mind a lot of times, even now I'll think about, I'm like, okay, you're not saving a life. Like, there's no need to like stress out and like, if like, you know, mistakes like happen. So, and like she was saying, like, I kind of would always think of that throughout the internship. And then we also got to meet Steve, too, on our first day, which we had no idea that was going to happen. And they were just like, they had a couple people just come talk to us for like a few minutes just on our intern orientation, which was so cool because like just getting to meet tons of big leaders in the company. But then he came and we had no idea that we were meeting him. And then he was like, oh, do we have time to individually each go around and introduce ourselves? And we all were like, oh my gosh, like we're introducing ourselves to Steve. So we all one by one, like introduced ourselves, said what team we were working on. And I remember he like asked me a question about like reels, and I just like said something on the spot. I'm like, oh my god, I can't even remember what I just like said to him, like, you know, right now.
So
like,
nervous.
Yeah, we were all so crazy. Nervous. It was so cool.
I think that's so cool though that you said like your boss was just like right out of college, so like you can tell like that company really wants like new young people and like trust someone like right out of college to run the intern program. So I feel like that says a lot about Steve Madden and like the trust they have in their employees.
Yeah, definitely. I was so surprised by it. And like some of the senior managers too were like in their late 20s, so it was just like really cool that they had so much trust in people who are younger and really want like fresh eyes like on the company.
That's really nice. Yeah,
so exciting. So what's like your biggest advice you would give to somebody like striving to get a big or any fashion internship? Like, what is your advice and what is like the best thing that you think you did to get that internship?
I would say just believing in yourself that you can do it, just thinking it. Like, I think to a certain extent, just like having the confidence to go for it and say yes to everything, but still being humble at the same time, you know. But I think just really believing that you can like achieve an internship with a great company and just like going for different opportunities that Iowa State has to offer. And I think that was the biggest thing that helped me, just to be able to talk about the fashion show and my job at Innovate and just different things I've been involved with really helped me stand out for my internship. So I think just being able to get involved on campus in any way that you can and just really having the confidence to go for it, not being scared to apply, even if you think like, oh, I don't know, like, because I definitely did not think when I was applying, like, oh, I've, like, got this. So I think just being able to, like, just go for it and see what happens and just believe in yourself the step of the whole way.
Yes, and just, like, yeah, because why not? If you don't apply, there's, like, a 0% chance you get it. So
that's true.
Might as well. So when you got to Iowa State as a freshman, like, you first got on campus, what was the first thing that you're, like, I have to get involved with?
Definitely was the fashion show. I had heard so much about it, and I knew that they had said it was like one of the largest in the student-run fashion shows in the nation. So I was like, that's something I definitely have to be a part of. And I think they stopped this after COVID, but I was one of the last classes where they split up the fashion class, where you could take the fashion show in the fall. And then you could do it in the spring, but you still had to apply for it either way. But I remember I took that class. It was like my first elective, and I was so excited coming in as a freshman getting to take that. And it definitely looked very different than how it is now, because we had masks on. It was my only in-person class. I would get so excited for it each week, and all the other freshmen like who did it too. Like, I remember we would get so excited. We were like, we finally have one like in-person class, we get to like see people. And getting to work with Sarah too as a TA last semester was so amazing. And she's just like, she's the advisor for the fashion show, in case anyone listening doesn't know, but she's just the best. And I knew I wanted to get involved with it, and so it's been awesome to get to work with her further as a modeling director last year and this year, and then being on the PR committee with Lizzie and Carly was so much fun. Carly has graduated now, but it was so fun just getting to be involved freshman year, and that was kind of like my first thing that I was involved with.
Yeah, and because sophomore year we finally, or it was my sophomore year, freshman year, we did get to have the fashion show, and that was just so exciting because the year prior we couldn't because of COVID, which was heartbreaking, but it looked a lot different than it normally does because it was outside, but that was such a special, special time because it was my first time being a director, and the fashion show probably will never look like that again outside with all the different COVID restrictions.
No. The little pods, everyone's sitting together in their groups.
But it was so special, and like everybody's families and friends were there, like all bundled up with blankets, just like, you know, but it was so cool and it was so special. But I am excited. This is my first year ever seeing it just a normal layout.
Really?
That's so exciting.
Oh, yeah. Lizzie.
It's going to be so magical, like the big stage, like so legit.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, it was so cool, like so surreal, like working backstage. We had headsets and clipboards. I remember I was queuing Berea.
Yes,
and she
was
an MC. And it was so much fun because I loved that wing because I got to like cue the floods. I got to cue like the models. And it was so fun getting to cue like all the speakers too because like it was just like such a fun like time backstage.
She was back there cueing me for everything. I remember that. It was really a night. Yes.
Can you give a little summary of what happened when you were the MC?
Yes. So after trying out for 3 years, I finally got the MC spot last year. Yay. And on the night that I was the MC, we had a few technical problems that I was unaware of until I got on stage to start the show. And so me and my co-host got to the end of the stage and the script was not on the teleprompter. So we winged the entire first half of the fashion show and a little bit of the second half as well. So
Megan, were you aware this was happening?
I did hear on the headset because I honestly, I feel like I was just like so focused on like when I had to cue, but that I was not listening to what was happening like outside because I was like, oh, I'll get to like rewatch after, but I'm just focusing on like, okay, from this exit, you have to cue someone. Then on the headset, I could hear Sarah saying like the teleprompter is like not working. We were like, what's going on with this? And I was like, oh my gosh, like I feel so horrible for the MCs who are standing out there right now. And then I know it happened too for the producers when they were giving their speech. I think that's when I first heard of it because I had cued them first and that's when they were like, they are winging this. Like, this is definitely not from the teleprompter.
Yeah.
You guys did such an amazing job.
Yeah, so I was watching it on YouTube because I was studying abroad in Italy. And I have to be honest, like, I did not know that there were all these issues. Like, you did amazing.
Yeah, you guys played it off so well. I would have been so stressed.
I'm so glad because, whoo.
That is so stressful, but like I feel like everybody involved with the show just knows like it's gotta happen, we gotta move on, so
that's what we did.
That's what you
did. We kept the show going. So
you ran the show.
Thank you. So then we are gonna move on to the very last question. This is like the cute last little shebang. Mm-hmm. So then like after you graduate, like what is like your like post-graduation like dream job, like after you graduate, like this is like the overall job that like you're gunning for?
It's like the burning question. I feel like I'm still figuring it out because I love like trying everything, but I definitely would love to be in New York City after I graduate. I loved it this summer, just like the energy, there's always something to do. I feel like it's just very inspiring because everyone there is just like wanting to work hard and socialize, and it's just like the energy from the city is really what got me going this summer. So I'd say definitely working for a luxury fashion brand or magazine in New York City, probably on like the marketing or communication side of things, because that's what I found I really enjoy. But I definitely love like everything. Oh, thank you.
I have no doubt that you will do that like immediately. Whenever you want it, it will be there for you.
The resume and the portfolio and literally the skills, everything for it.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much. So that's what we'll be hoping for. We'll see.
Do you feel like you like are a New Yorker a little bit? Like obviously not, but like from living there, do you feel like comfortable?
I was shocked because I'm horrible at directions with like the GPS. So I was like, the subway is gonna be rough for me, but it was pleasantly surprised after the first couple weeks. I got it down, and when I went back in September after it had been like a month, I was like, I probably forgot it all. Then I came back and I was like, wait, I like remembered how to do this, because it's all like numbered, so I think that's what helps me, because I like could not tell you like the directions like north, south, like no.
Oh, me either.
I can't like do any of that stuff, but I was so surprised by how easy it was to get around. So I think that helped me because I get lost very easily, like driving or anywhere. But it was so fun to be able to just like walk everywhere and just like it's so easy to get from one side of the city to the next. So I definitely feel like I have my way around a little bit in that sense, but there's always so much to explore. So I think I definitely haven't covered all of it, all it has to offer. So.
Well, yeah, you've got the numbering system. You can kind of get around. So I have no doubt you'll be there whenever you want to be. We're just all so impressed by you, and I'm so happy that you could come on and chat with us and give some great advice to the freshmen and sophomores and me and Brea.
Yes, and just to kind of like end it off, I know we just said something about advice, but do you have like any last words of advice for like any current students in the AMD program that are just like either going through like internship searches or that are like currently like looking for jobs or getting ready to graduate and they're just kind of like at like a standstill and they don't really know what to do? Like, do you have any words of advice for them?
Yeah, I'd say this is probably a little cheesy, but rejection is redirection. I've always seen that, and I definitely follow that, and also everything happens for a reason. I know when I was doing the internship search last year, I probably applied to like 50 places, if I'm being honest. Like, I mean, and it definitely happens where you interview, get rejected, and it's like you just never know what's going to happen next. And it can definitely suck at the time, but I think just kind of believing like, okay, well, something is going to work out for me. Like, I'm so lucky everything will happen and work out and how it's supposed to. And I've always like found, even when I was like in high school, I'd always be like, oh, everything happens for a reason. Like if you got rejected by some college or something happened. So I think just always following that, because it can be just so overwhelming, especially post-graduation. I'm glad I have another year to worry about that a little bit, if I'm being honest. So glad that I still have another year at Iowa State before that. But I think, you know, just, yeah, rejection is redirection, and just everything happens for a reason. So that's what I always go by.
That's a good one.
That's beautiful. And I feel like that's just like a very peaceful way to think about things. No stress. Mm-hmm. Just live your life.
Yes. That's always the goal. No stress.
Yeah. I'm like constantly stressed.
Yeah. I know. I'd be like, as I'm always stressed, but you know, we're still working on it.
Well, thank you so much. This has been so fun, and we've been wanting to get you on, so I'm glad we got this episode done, and thank you so much again.
Yes, thank you guys so much for having me. It's been so much fun getting to record, and I was so excited when you guys mentioned that I could be a podcast guest, so happy to be here.
Happy you're here, and thank you guys all for listening to TFS Insider. We will see you next episode.
Bye.